We're in the middle of Siman Reish Yud Zayin. We're up to Siv Bey. Zok the Mechaber Ein Mevarchen Al Reich Elam Kei Naso L'Riach. When do you make a Birchas Reich Dafke if the point of the Psalmim is in order to smell it? Hilkoch Ein Mevarchen Al Psalmim Shal Meisim Hanesunim L'Malam Amita. She'einam Elo L'Havre Serchoyne Shal Meis. If you have Psalmim that are put onto the Mita of the Meis, so the reason why it's there is because the Meis gives off a bad smell, so to counteract that smell, they put a good-smelling b'som. But the point isn't to smell the b'som. The point is not to smell the sirchen hames. So in that case, it's not considered over the reich, and you wouldn't make any bracha. Aval nesunim lemate, those that are put lefnei hamite, those b'som, you make a bracha, mevarchen, shani yoyim lechvayt hachayim him asuyim. Those b'som were put not to take away the reich out of the mace, but rather lechvayt hachayim that come to be malav of the mace, they should smell something good, and they should be nehenet. So maybe it's nasa l'arich. If it's nasa l'arich, you make a bracha. Zog the mechaber, v'chein ein mevarchen al besomim shal beis hakisei. An istinus that comes to beis hakisei and he can't stand the bad smell, so if he brings in some besom that he's carrying while he walks into the beis hakisei to take away the bad smell, im hoylich adam u'meriach mirachik reich besomim elu. If someone from far smells these besomim that this istinus is taking into the bathroom, in other words, the istinus himself for sure doesn't make a bracha because he's in the bathroom. The bathroom is the chamokim betunuf, he can't make a bracha. But even the other person who's not in the bathroom and he smells these besom that the istinus took in there, he doesn't have to make a bracha because kiven the bailim loyosim ela lahaver reich ra, the bailim who's taking these besom only took it in order to be maver reich ra, not the reich avide. So mainly, even this other person, afilu b'meskaven l'ariach, even if the other person is mechavim to smell, nami ein mevarach, because these besomim are leinasin lahariach. Now the Bishar Tzion adds that even when the owner, this istinus, was preparing the besomim in his house in order to take them to the bathroom, he also doesn't make a bracha, because the point of these besomim that he's preparing is not for a reich, it's to remove a bad odor. Bishar Tzion brings down from the Shita Mekubetzis and from the Magen Avraham, And he brings from the Prima Godim that in this case, when the istinus brought these besom to be maver areyach ra, and the someone else is coming from far and smelling it, even if that person would pick up some of these besomim, he also wouldn't make a bracha. We saw by Esrig before that even though Esrig stoma is not made lereyach, but if you pick it up lahariach, that becomes like nasa lereyach when you pick it up lahariach. Here, Hayyasa was made lechatchila to be maver the sirchen, v'loy l'hariach, it's worse. In other words, when something, it's not l'hariach. So we say, but if you pick it up l'hariach, it becomes nasa l'hariach. But here it was made lehedjin, not l'hariach. It was made for kerta purpose. It was made to be maver sirchen. So even if you pick it up l'hariach, p'megadim is mistapik, could be b'chai gavin, even in that case, you wouldn't make a bracha, but you might see lives at Tzarechin about this. In the Bialoche, he adds another Ktsas Havon over here, why it's different than Esrig. What's Pshatak on this Prima Godim? That this Reich, which is made Lahavir Asirchen, even if you pick it up to smell, you wouldn't make a bracha. Because by Esrig, there we say that Mstamme, it's Lav the Reich Koi. It's Stamme, it's Oymid Lachil. But when you take it Lahariach, so then it's Oymid Lereich. Kozman, you don't take it Lereich. So we say Reif Tashmisha is Lachil. But when you take it the reich, so now it's oimid l'reich. Mashenkin over here by the besom that are used lahaver asirchen, even if you take it now l'hariach, but even now when you're taking it l'hariach, its tafkid is to remove the bad odor. So it doesn't change to become nasa l'hariach, even though you're taking it now l'hariach, because at the same time that you're taking it l'hariach, it's still in its ikr tafkid to remove the bad smell. So maybe it's mustaber zokta that you should not make a bracha even when you take it to smell. Similarly, Zog the Mechaber, V'loy al Shem and Ha'osui Lahavir es Ezuamu. So he gives two examples, the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say a person whose body sweats a lot, and he has odor from his sweat. So he has to smear his body with different perfumes made out of besomim to remove the Zahama of the Zeya, which has a bad Reich. In other words, basically it's a deodorant. The deodorant is not the pshat to smell the good Reich of the deodorant. It's to overpower the bad smell. So maybe you don't make a bracha. Same thing, someone that's eating and his hands are dirty and they're mezuam from the food because he touched the food while he was eating and he smears his hands with shaman to remove that bad smell. So also he doesn't make a bracha, because the ikar is to remove the zuama, not the reyach. And the Mishabura adds, it makes a nafka meaning, even if it's a chash of Hashem, like Shem and a farsiman that we saw before, Shem and a farsiman has a special bracha, because it's chashav, it makes no difference. The ikar nekuda is the havra azuama, not the reyach, b'chai gavim, you don't make a bracha. Sharatzion brings from the Prima Godwin that he's mustapik, if a person is mezuam and he smears himself with shemen, and his kavana was for two things, both lahavir azuam of a gamlariach, he's mesupik b'chai gavne if he would make a bracha. Siv Gimel zok the mechaber mugmer shemegamrim b'yasakelim. So till now we discussed mugmer. We were discussing that you take besom, you put it on top of the coals in order for the coals to burn the besomim, and the smoke that it rises has a very pleasant smell. So there the tafkid of the mugmer was to give an aroma in the room. Mugmer shemegamrim b'yasakelim is a special tafkid that you're trying to make, putting a smell into kelim, into begodim. So you put the mugmer on the coals and you put the kelim on top to absorb the smoky smell that's going to come into the kelim. So the point isn't that you should be able to smell the mugmer, the smoke that's coming up. The point is to produce, to insert a smell into the kelim. So mugmer shemegamer b'yasa kelim, ein mevarchan alav, v'fi shaloi nasa l'hariach ba'atzmei shel mugmer. The point of this besamim wasn't made to smell the besamim, el k'delitin reyach b'kelim. So mele, you don't make a bracha. However, Zokta Mishneh Berurah, number one, it makes an afkamina whether it's the person himself who's smoking it or another person that walks by. Either way, you don't make a bracha. However, if the person had in mind two kavanas, number one, to give a reyach into the kelim, and number two, also to have an aroma in the room, in that case, you would have to make a bracha because it is oimet gam l'reyach. Sharatzion says, in this case, it's even better than peiris, where there by payers there was a shita that held that if you're mechaven lechel and l'hariach, you don't make a bracha on the reyach, dafko with there, because the ikr is l'achila, not l'reyach. But here, the ikr of mugmer is really the reyach. So even though you also want it to give a nice and reyach b'kelim, but if you also want it for the smell, avada l'kula alma over here, you would make a bracha on the reyach. Zog the mechaber na'aret chidish, v'chein ha'mariach b'kelim she'hem u'gmorim. What happens after he was megamer these kelim? Now these kelim have a smell, and he smells these kelim. Ein mevarach l'fisha ein ikir reyach b'lo ikir. We saw this once before, that a reyach she'ein lo ikir, you don't make a bracha. Here, all it is an absorbed a smell. It's a reyach she'ein lo ikir, and you don't make a bracha. And therefore, the Mishabura says that sometimes people matzah Shabbos they don't have any besamim, and they take. He's talking about a thing they used to use to chop besamim. But in our cases, I guess you would take a besamim holder that absorbed the reyach of the besom from the besom sitting there so long. And even though it's koilet, the reyach of the besom, you can't make a barim in a besom. And if you do, it's a brachal batala, because this is a reyach, she'en lo yikr. However, the Prima Godim does say, but if where you don't have any besomim, you should at least use this. You shouldn't make a bracha, but you should use it, because the point of besom, matzah Shabbos, is k'dei lahashav nefesh, when the nefesh is there, when the neshama is there, leaves. So this does help l'hashiv ha'nefesh, a bracha yitaka shouldn't make, but you should smell it a kaponim. The Paiskim are done on those types of scents that you buy, where the manufacturer manufactured it to put in a place to take away a bad smell. But the kain is buying it because he wants it to give off a good smell. He's bringing it into his house smells fine. He's bringing it with the matara that he wants his house to smell extra good. So do you make a bracha b'chai gavn or not? Again, if you picked it up to smell, then maybe you would make a bracha. But here we're talking about stam. It's sitting in the house, and it's giving off a good scent. Do you go buster the guy who created it, the manufacturer, who he created it, l'havra zuama, or do you go buster the kain who brought it into the house for this purpose? I see that some machlekes apoiskim over here. The Rebbe Tzion HaBashol and the Rebbe Scheinberg both say you could make a bracha, whereas Rebbe Tzion Yaakov Fischer says that you go buster the manufacturer.